From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A massive earthquake in Japan and the devastating tsunami that it spawned are being blamed for more than 400 deaths so far. Hundreds of people are missing, including 80 dock workers who were on a ship that was swept away by the waves. The quake had a magnitude of 8.9 and has been followed by more than four dozen aftershocks, many of them with a magnitude of 6, powerful in their own right. Reporter Lucy Kraft in Tokyo says the damage is widespread and severe.
There's highways buckling. A lot of houses have pancaked, particularly older Japanese dwellings that are made of wood and are not sound dwellings, just were obliterated. The most remarkable pictures or dramatic pictures have been of an oil refinery just very close to Tokyo that was in flames. It looked like a Hollywood movie set or something like that. And then northern Japan, Sendai Airport, was completely covered in water in just in seconds after the earthquake hit.
Reporter Lucy Kraft in Tokyo. The effects of the tsunami are now being felt in Hawaii. Warning sirens were sounded in the middle of the night there. Journalist Howard Dykus lives in Honolulu.
The first two or three waves to come in, although they are moving very rapidly, are not very high, just a couple of feet, and they're not moving inland particularly. In some cases, they're washing over seawalls, but that's about it.
NPR's Richard Harris is tracking the tsunami that's sweeping across the Pacific, and he joins us now. Richard, what's the impact of the tsunami so far in Hawaii?
Well, it's early days, but so far the biggest wave I've seen was about a 6-foot tall wave, and it's not like a breaker on the beach. It's actually can be a wall of water that comes up, so it's more intense than a 6-foot breaker. These are early days, and there can be quite a number of waves, if you will, that a tsunami can bring in. So just because the first wave wasn't that severe doesn't mean that it's time to relax.
So they're not out of the woods yet there. What about the Pacific coast of the U.S.? To what extent did the tsunami pose a threat there?
There are warnings up along the Oregon coast and the California coast for a tsunami. The average expectation there is that it wouldn't be too big of a wave. But the thing about tsunami waves is if they hit a bay or some sort of unusual formation, you can get a very big wave in some places. So as a general rule, people are being told to get away from the coast and better be safe. And the currents, Washington State and Southern California, the currents are expected to be very high there. So there are advisories there, although not full-blown tsunami warnings for those areas.
Thanks, Richard. That's NPR's Richard Harris in Washington. President Obama has directed the Federal Emergency Management Agency to be prepared to assist Hawaii and any of the western states affected by the earthquake and tsunami. He also says the U.S. stands ready to help the Japanese people in what he called this great time of trial. This is NPR News from Washington. A leader of an Islamic insurgent group has managed to evade special forces troops in the Philippines who staged a raid to try to capture him. NPR's Anthony Kuhn says the group is suspected of being behind numerous attacks and kidnappings, including a bombing yesterday that killed four people.
A Philippine military spokesman said that special forces troops backed by helicopter gunships captured militants' food and water, but the militants themselves got away in speedboats. The spokesman said the troops called off operations in order to avoid civilian casualties. We'll get them next time, he pledged. The target of the attack, Khair Mundos, is a leader and financier of the group Abu Sayyaf. The U.S. government says Mundos has taken funding from al-Qaeda to attack U.S. troops and civilians in the southern Philippines. A homemade bomb went off outside an elementary school in the city of Jolo yesterday. Nobody has claimed responsibility for that blast, but authorities suspect Abu Sayyaf did it. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
Retail sales have risen sharply, up 1% last month. That's the biggest jump in 4 months, but the Commerce Department says part of that gain reflects the higher price of gasoline. Investors are keeping a close eye on the stock market today after Thursday's sell-off. The S&P 500 index down about 2% yesterday, and the Dow Industrials closing below the 12,000 mark for the first time in more than a month. Roy Blumberg is director of portfolio management for the Philadelphia Group. He says recent gains in the market show that a pullback was to be expected, but the drop was bigger than some had hoped.
We've made some people nervous, so I expect the correction to continue for a little while.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 7 points at 11,977. The Nasdaq is unchanged. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support